You want to go through the mitzvah stalker, so you have to go through the standard questions. You always have to be mabara, right? And it comes anything. So what exactly is the mitzvah stalker? How do you give stalker? How much you have to give? Who's tithe to give? To whom are you tithe to give? What are valid needs to give for? And what are valid uses for meiser? When are the times a person has to give? And we'll talk about the lochos of meiser. What exactly is a mitzvah meiser, etc. So first, we're talking about the halacha of how to give and how much to give. The Shulchan Aruch gives us three shiurim of the amount that a person should give. So it talks about, you find the more on an ayin roa, beinonis and ayin yochet. More talks about regards to truma. Different amounts is considered that a person's giving, a stingy person is giving the minimal amount. A person is giving the average person, and then there's a person who's giving ayin yochet. So the shiur that Shulchan Aruch gives for the minimal amount the person has to give me, since any person in Klal Yisrael, even an ani who's supported by tzedakah, has a chiyuv to give tzedakah. He has to give a shlishus of a shekel per year. The Aruch HaShulchan calculates that a shlishus of a shekel is giving one kruta per day for all of the weekdays of the year. Not counting Shabbos and Yom Tov, if you cheshven out to give one kruta every single day, even it means the minimum amount that even the poorest person in Klal Yisrael should be giving is one kruta a day. That's the minimum amount a person is mechuyev to give it on to Yom Tov and Mitzvah Tzedakah. Shulchan Aruch says that the mida beinonis, that the middle level, the average person should be doing, is giving one-tenth of their, one-tenth. The lack of mice is not a nice thing to do. Mice is Shulchan Aruch, so that's the average person should be doing. And the ayin taiva, the preferred mitzvah in a mukhah, Lashon Shulchan Aruch, the mitzvah in a mukhah, the preferred way to do the mitzvah tzedakah is to give one-fifth. One-fifth of the person's income should be going to tzedakah. This is where the Shulchan Aruch paskins. That's mitzvah in a mukhah. So the Chafetz Chaim in Sefer Avos Chesed is Mechadosh Shachidish, which he bases it based on Rambam. He passes Allah on the Maisa, it's a Groa like this, and a Rambam like this. This is all talking about when you do not have a need and what you need the money right now. I have money, and I'm running out to find a need to give to. But if I have a need which needs the money right now, what's called the Mark calls that you have, that there's a need which is on the phone of. Tami Aniyim. That there's a need standing there waiting there to get stalker, then you're Mechuyah to give Chaymish. It's not a mitzvah in a mokher, it's a chiyuv. So the very chiyuv, the chiddush over here, we pass him the Chofetz Chaim passion that the person will feel to give a chaymish of his nechassim. So you have to define what a chaymish is, because there's income, we deduct certain deductions, are considered valid deductions, before you calculate what's called your net income. But after calculating what's considered your net income, you subtract business expenses, you subtract household needs, whatever you subtract, but after that amount, whatever that amount's going to be, in case with aniyim, which are lefan of, you're mechuyev to give a chaymish. That's what we pass it. Now, what is called aniyim lefan of? That's the next important question. Does aniyim lefan of mean everybody agrees that the ani is knocking on the door? I'm here for tzedakah. That's ani lefan of. Ani is asking for tzedakah. What about if I get a letter in the mail? What about if I know there's aniyim? But he has an aniyim. There's a guy, I next to never needs stock. I know that. He never asked me, right? But I know that he's collecting. I know that he needs. I know this, and I can help him in some way, quietly, whoever it is, surreptitiously. I have a way to help him. Is that called aniyim lefana? That's the next we want to talk about as we go through the lachas. But to just get to the basic point that we said today is that there's three shiurim. The shlish is a shekel, which is the minimal amount, which means every aniyim, the most poor person, will be giving this amount. Then there's the meiser and there's chaymish. In a case where we have a nim lefonav, which remains to be defined, chaymish now becomes a chiyuv. There will be a shmuz for the high school in 5 to 9, Rabbi Lyman Shirum. And since there is no high school on Sunday Monday, please remember to take the high school boys remember to take your tefillin home. Have a good Shabbos.